This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F. F.
Generals. Welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham Fleeske. Couldn't be with us due to important personal business related to his recent move, but I have with me one angry commuter who goes by the name of J.D. McGriff. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I feel like that was an odd, you know, introduction considering who I am to this podcast, but
my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, guess who is on the podcast today? You love him, you miss him, we haven't been able to do it without him. One JD McGriff, Griff McGriff. How the hell are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Yeah, man, it's good to see you. Glad to hear that enthusiasm in your voice.
Yeah, well, it is.
Hate to be away. It takes a long time to come back from a anal contusion. You know, I had to took a lot of rehab, and I had to work hard. But, yeah, you know, I made it back.
Well, we're glad you made a swift recovery, and we're always happy to have
you back.
It's a
weird thing. Like, your co-host seemed to end up with anal contusions. I know, like, it sounded a little bit like a cover story there about Mr. Fleeske being, you know, on a job interview because he moved.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know the
circumstances. You sure he didn't, like, fly down to Warner Robins and do a live show and... I'm just saying, I don't know. It seems like all your co-hosts and down and out at some point.
Yeah, well, it comes from hanging out at truck stops, so I don't recommend
Bill Cosby action going on over here.
No, it's from hanging out at truck stops, or at least that's where I dump people off. That's where I dump people off anyway.
That's right, that's for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, joining us live and direct from the horrifying Atlanta, Georgia traffic. How's that going today?
Oh, it's great, man. There's a guy right now. He's turning left with his blinker on, and he seems confused.
I'm sure that's a regular occurrence. Yeah, Atlanta expecting some relatively inclement weather tomorrow. And we've talked about that, and I've noticed it here in Georgia, that for some reason when snow is in the forecast, and any of our listeners who are from areas where it snows regularly may find this confusing, but the denizens all go out and purchase all of the bread and milk.
No, that's normal, man. I mean, I grew up in the South. I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah, well,
you don't do you mean people in Chicago don't go buy, you know, you don't go in the grocery store when it's going to snow outside and there's literally just not one single gallon or one loaf of bread anywhere to be found?
No, they don't. It's an odd one to me. It's odd that you would reach for those two very perishable items in the face of...
Or even like just in general. Like what? Yeah. Why? Why milk and bread?
Yeah, I don't...
Even if you're not thinking it's going to be, you know, you're saying perishable, like, you know, if there was a 4-day power out. But my thing is, even if... In any case, no matter what, even if it's just like it's going to be snowed in, I don't know, I just don't get it. Why milk and bread? Maybe even bread, because you can make sandwiches, okay, maybe.
Yeah, I guess if the power goes out,
but even the
sandwiches.
Milk thing is really weird. Like, and then, you know, like, I mean, I understand maybe if you have a kid, but it's just to the point that you go in, like, I could go in a grocery store right now.
No bread and milk.
And there would be no bread and milk. I mean, it would literally just be bare, and you might find one, like, you know, you always have some milk that's like the expiration date that's one, you know, the oldest one. There might
it's like
one
a day away. Yeah.
Shoved in the back and has like a shady looking top on it. Like, there might be like, what? That might be the only milk left. There probably isn't any bread. You'll go in there and they're like, you could buy like some stiff rolls, maybe.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying too about the making sandwiches thing, but definitely the bread. In no crisis situation do I think people need bread, or I mean milk.
Right.
I just don't think
milk
is important.
I don't feel any urge. Yeah, I've never felt an urge. Like, I've never been worried. Like, I'm like, okay, like, here's how it goes down. Like, the weatherman comes on, and he's like, it's going to snow, guys, and you might get stuck at home. Shit could get real. You might even lose power. And I, in my head, was like, fuck, do I got enough bread and milk?
Right. It's an odd way to go. Well, and just milk. Like, okay, so there's some sort of disaster. You want to have, like, a belly full of milk to meet right. the day.
Well, I mean, I think it makes sense because anytime there's a big disaster and we bring in relief, that's what we always do, right?
Yeah, bottled milk. You always see that.
Pallets of milk and yeah. bread.
Well, yeah, you see in third world countries when people go do charities, it's to get people clean drinking yeah. milk.
Yeah. Just everyone could just go outside and they could do like the fire suppression helicopters like they got in California right now. Just splash them all with milk.
Yeah, how about that insanity? That those fires in California, the videos yeah. and pictures coming out of California right now, really, yeah. it looks like some kind of science fiction movie.
Nah, man. Like, I mean, it's just a big water desert and people are just dying to get out there. It's like the cost of living is outrageous. And that's the least scary reason to move there.
Right, right. What if they have an earthquake like right now? Like during right, yeah, the midst of everything being on fire, right. they also have a tremendous earthquake.
Which will cause mudslides.
That are on fire.
Right. Because yeah. so, of all the water. They'll dump the water. It'll come an earthquake, everything's on fire. And then like where they dump the water in the helicopter, a mudslide. And then they'll charge everybody $20 a sandwich. And $80 a gallon
for
of milk.
For a gallon of milk, yep. Well, yeah, see, if that disaster scenario strikes, I'm sure everyone will be reaching for the pallets of bottled milk.
Right. It's kind of sad, too, to see, like, you know, part, like, I saw, like, you know, the mountain that's on Grand Theft Auto on fire.
No, it is. Well, yeah, I've never been to Los Angeles, but as a regular player of Grand Theft Auto 5, I feel like I have a bit of a foothold there.
Yeah, I mean, I saw, like, yeah, places I've been and where I've lived on fire.
Yep. It is sad, and definitely to all of our Los Angeles listeners, I hope you're being very safe.
Man, it is crazy out there, though.
No, it is nuts. It's absolute insanity. Well, and I guess I heard they're having some kind of dry hurricane, and that, like, basically they're having, like, hurricane-force winds right now with
right.
no rain and no moisture yeah. in the air, which is terrifying to consider.
Like a giant standing over the fireball.
Yeah, it's like the bellows for the fires of hell is what it looks like.
Right, yeah, no. Yeah, you know, everyone saw the freeway shot with the van. That's just, I think I would have just kept driving. Like, I'd have just drove and drove and drove.
Yeah,
and,
until
like,
stuff wasn't on fire anymore.
Yeah, and then just been like, I'm going to keep going this way, and then I'm going to find a new place to live.
Yeah, for the first time ever, people in California wish they lived in Nevada. Yeah, but yeah, so good luck to Southern California there. That's quite a situation.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It's quite a situation there. Yeah, so the other thing I found on the internet this morning that I thought was interesting news, as of right now, in Chicago sports, since October 1st, the Cubs have won more games than both the Bulls and the Bears.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it is
you told
well
me about
into
that.
December.
Yeah. I haven't been keeping it. You sent me that, and I looked at it. And I mean, I didn't check on it or anything, but I definitely was like, damn, like the Bulls must really suck. I knew the Bears sucked. I didn't realize how few games I'd won. It made me feel a little better about my Dolphins. But and fuck Jay Cutler, like, by the way.
Hey, you won't get
fuck
any argument for me. You may get an argument
yeah.
from Fleesky on
no,
that.
I feel like it's some sort of horrible, weird like thing, because for years I've loved talking about Jay Cutler. And the day they made that announcement is a red letter day.
It's a red letter day in my life yeah. when I saw the
Dolphins. And I mean, and then I even, and probably like one of the last times I was on the show, I said something to the effect that, you know, at the end of the day, is Jay Cutler really that much worse than Ryan Tannehill? And I'd like to go on record to say, yes, Jay Cutler is much, 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 much worse than Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
He is.
Yeah, he
Ryan
is.
Tannehill is an inconsistent guy who isn't very good at, like, two-minute drives and sometimes is pretty mediocre and hardly ever, like, dazzling. And Jay Cutler is way fucking worse than he is.
Oh, yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah, I actually have a little. I have a little glimmers of hope for Chicago's new quarterback in Mitch Trubisky, because. And here's one thing I'll say.
Man, y'all sure didn't give that other guy much of a chance.
Oh yeah, old Mike Glennon. Yeah, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
I think they were eyeing Trubisky from the gate. And I think that organization is in total shambles. The whole organization is garbage from top to everyone's talking about firing Fox and all this other. I'm like, you need to sell that team. The Chicago Bears need to be sold to someone else.
Right.
Like someone else needs to take control of that that team, and not and the Bulls included in that. Actually, it was funny too because earlier we were talking about the Bulls, and it's a steep decline. The team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cavs that year was completely demolished, and we only fast forward a few years forward, and now the Bulls are like the worst team in basketball.
It's a strange theme in the East. Because I'm not saying the Hawks have ever done shit in the playoffs. If they did go to the conference finals, that team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals and got decimated by LeBron and the Cavs, like that team, it was like as soon as they won a shit ton of games and on paper were a very good team. And it was like immediately they disbanded it. They were just like, oh, they're a good team in the East. Let's make sure that they suck way. It's really strange. And then, Boston was the latest upstart. And the star of their team was traded to the Cavs for the guy LeBron, basically wasn't like, getting along. Yeah. It's really weird. Really weird.
I definitely feel that way about a Bulls
fan. And the Bulls were probably one of,
they were high, they were easily the contention.
They were the anti-LeBron.
Yeah, they were the contention for the Cavs. You had Joakim Noah, who was an avid LeBron hater, who brought a lot of energy to the game. I mean, nobody needed help sabotaging Derrick Rose, but even he came out firing on all cylinders the playoffs that year. And they did. They as soon as that team was competitive – and Joakim Noah was on it, they dismantled it. And it's like a weird conspiracy in the NBA against teams that can compete with LeBron in the East.
It is. It's like they know, the TV ratings are going to be better if he's in the finals. I mean, and everyone can say conspiracy theory if you want, but I mean, this is the league where, official went to prison for fixing games.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, well, it's just that one. But he named a lot of names, and of course it's not just that one. Because some of the officials are crooked, not in that they're taking money from outside third parties, but they've been accused of being crooked, as in the NBA will say, this series needs to go X amount further. And I encourage people to do the research. You can go on YouTube and look at the games that this person mentioned in his disposition and see that the calling is absurd. Just like anytime you watch a big NBA game and calls happen that you don't get. Well, that's because
it's
fixed.
Small market team has the edge in the series or looks like they're contending. They pretty much, they almost always snuff it out.
Yeah, they have to. And then, and if you're a team.
It always goes seven games. I mean, it's just too much.
No, it's the end. I love basketball, but the NBA is getting absurd. It's almost pushed me to watching regular season college basketball, but I shan't.
Almost.
I shan't.
Keyword. Yeah. Almost is the keyword. I used to watch the tournament, but I think it was when I was a more of like the guy who was always in the brackets. Like, I always had money in the brackets. Now I don't really, get like put money on the brackets. I don't really watch the tournament. It turns out that the only reason I watched it was because I was trying to win money. I thought maybe I was a college basketball fan.
No.
Turns out I wasn't.
No. Excuse me. Yeah, earmuffs, kids, but that's what the Sweet Six, that's what the NCAA tournament is about gambling.
Right. $2.29 a gallon here in Atlanta.
$2.29 a gallon
here in Atlanta. I just put gas in my car. So, yeah, y'all might have milk and bread on your shelves that are getting better gas and a lot cheaper. Ha ha.
Yeah, well, but, milk will be more than that a gallon shortly. Be double that.
Sometimes it is.
Dude, well, you're not paying attention, though. When you're all snowed in tomorrow and the power goes out and you need stuff to eat and drink, your neighbor is going to be stockpiling milk.
Right. Be prepping.
I just don't think anything goes with a crisis quite like a big, tall glass of milk.
Yeah, milk and a bread sandwich.
I'm like, what are you guys making, French toast? Is that a survival meal? You're just in there making French toast?
I mean, it really does. It's like a strange thing. It's kind of unrelated, but it is related because it's cold weather related. But who is that guy that's wearing shorts and has a coat on? Who is that guy? Like, you know what I'm talking about, those guys? And I'm like, I always look and I'm always like, what are you trying to prove something?
Yeah, the bottom half of their body is impervious to inclement weather, I guess.
Yeah, and I always want to, I want to interview that guy. I want to, like, interview. I want to know, like, that would be interesting, you know, to, like, get three or four of those guys and, like, interview them separately and just ask them, you know, like, you know, what's going on? What's going on, man?
Is it so hot most of the time that you just refuse to invest in long pants?
I'm talking about when it's like fucking 20 or lower outside, yeah. And you'll see these
you
guys.
See it all. Like, I'll say you see that all over the country. I don't want to turn this into a bashing
the
South.
That guy.
Yeah, no, I've seen that guy in Boston. I've seen that guy in Chicago. I've seen that guy in Wisconsin. Like, that guy is everywhere, and he is. His legs are impervious to cold air.
I don't know. Like, you know, man, did people call you a pussy your whole life and you thought that was the way to combat it?
That'll
like,
do
I'll
it.
Show these, I'll show you how that I'm not a weak, you know, willed person. I wear shorts in the winter, but you know what? It's a little too cold not to have a jacket on.
Yeah, a big jacket too sometimes. Like a big
puffy
coat.
Yeah, always almost
a cargo
big jacket.
Shorts. Like what, that bottom half of you is going to a baseball game and the top half is going to see the Packers? Like, I don't...
Or you just feel like you have that nice of legs or you're into like your hair on your leg? You know?
Mm-hmm. It's a very...
I don't know.
I do recognize that guy quite a bit.
Is it a cosmetic thing or is it like you're talking about like you're like, I can fucking take this shit with my legs.
He's hoarding milk in there. He's got jugs of milk under that jacket. Yeah. He's keeping that milk warm because you want warm milk. If some shit jumps off,
like,
you want warm milk.
If I ever do like an on-the-street segment and it's wintertime, I'm going to get us one of those interviews. That's my big target.
Yeah,
man
on the street interview, Griff interviews, shorts, jacket shorts guy.
I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to know if they all like have a common thing, or if it's like, you know, each one is kind of like his own individual.
It's a study
fight.
It's a study worth conducting. That's our Nobel Peace Prize.
Right. I want to, you know, I feel like people should know.
Yeah.
Because everybody sees a guy, and they always have different. You know, I'm sure everybody has kind of the same thought, but a little bit. Different wonders.
I would imagine, you know, there's going to be some sort. I bet you there's going to be some sort of like string theory particle line between all of them, though. You'll dig enough.
Oh, yeah,
you dig
no,
into
I'm
the
sure.
data enough. It's like, oh, hey, all of these guys love wrestling.
That seems all, like it's not that.
All of these guys are Georgia Bulldogs fans. Like wherever you see them.
Baker man's coming.
Yeah.
But I fuck college football.
Auburn not so great. My Missouri Tigers weren't great at all, but I am.
Auburn was good. We beat the number one team in the country 2 weeks in a row, and then there was a vast conspiracy against the Saints.
Yeah, I don't know. They say it's because your coach said we whipped the dog crap out of them that they came out.
Realistically, it's because of the best running back. Yeah. Number one running back was hurt. Yeah. He looked like he was on some painkillers that night. I was like, that was a big, you know, the only comment I really have about that game is like, why, like, you don't play, you know, like, in this day and age, you would think they wouldn't play that kid, and they did. And it was, to me, a bit much. Yeah. The kid shouldn't have been on the field. They're just risking his future. Blew the game. Yeah, for what? I don't understand.
Like, nah.
You would think in this day and age, like as much information as there is out there about like, you know, how football players used to go out onto the field, you wouldn't think on that big of a stage they would play a kid with that kind of injury. I know he wanted to play, but you would think at this point they wouldn't do that, but they did.
No, it was a questionable decision to say the least, and I'm no happier than you are that I'm walking around this state looking at Georgia Bulldogs fans who are all of a sudden feel vindicated and they're on top of the
all of a sudden
world.
They became Alabama Crimson Tide fans. And you know,
instantly.
Alabama Crimson Tide fans are who they are. You know, they deserve to be those people. That's fine. You know, fine, roll tide it up. But come on, Georgia fans, like you guys have always been the, like, you know, oh, we're cool with everything. We're not the biggest college football fans in the world, guys. And now all of a sudden you're the Roll Tide guys. And I'm like,
No, Georgia Bulldog fans are the biggest fans of college football in the world usually for like the first three quarters of the football season.
And right.
Now they're getting to ride it out. And that's another problem with college football is we're not going to see even the playoff games until New Year's. And today is December 7th. Oh, also a day that will live in infamy. Remember Pearl Harbor. But
right, I remember Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, but
you know, my great granddad was he was living in Hawaii at that time. He actually was the manager of like a linen company that like did all the linen for like the one hotel and like the few cruise ships that used to come in. And it was like back in the day.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, when I was in the Air Force, I visited Hawaii and saw a lot of transvestite prostitutes.
That's strange. I was in the airport, but that was it. I spent a little time at Guam, but never got out of the airport in Hawaii.
Yeah, no, we spent 4-5 totally unsupervised days there at one point. It was interesting.
Hmm. I've never heard anybody say they went to Hawaii. That's what they came away with it.
No, I came away with quite a bit more, but for some reason, that was the first thing I thought of.
The transvestites keep coming up to your mind.
Yeah. It was sort of the background noise of Honolulu, though. Like, sort of the background noise of Honolulu was like, okay, half of these women are dudes. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, you know, you're young, you're single, you're in Hawaii for 5 days with a bunch of expendable money. Like, it's an odd
that is odd. I never realized that. I heard that it's pretty predominant in Asia, but like, I guess I should have made that link.
Half isn't really fair. But so I did. I felt bad for the guys who were with me because, you know, a lot of Air Force guys, spoiler alert, are into buying prostitutes. That was never my bag because whenever you travel, a lot of prostitutes are dudes.
Hey, dude, not my bag. Look, man, don't be giving away military secrets, man.
Yeah,
lose your clearance.
If I haven't lost it by now,
you know, I was in Frankfurt, and I heard that some guys went down to Frankfurt to the red light district, and you know, like prostitution there is pretty crazy, like the way they do it, and it's legal and all that. And I was telling a guy here about, you know, what I heard about Frankfurt and how that was, and he kind of like went off on me or whatever about like, you know, the whole. You know, and it is true, like, you know, how people are sold into sex slavery and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
human trafficking.
But then I was a fucking 19-year-old from Alabama.
Yeah, well, that is definitely the name of the game when you go to Asia. Like, I went to Okinawa, and, like, I really was, like, kind of disgusted when I went off the base. It was nothing like I was expecting. It was just, like,
You're talking about Okinawa?
Yeah, when I was in Japan. I mean, it's prevalent. Yeah. It's way more prevalent in places
different.
Like that. Yeah, I have a feeling it's that in Europe, a good deal of that is voluntary. I'm sure, you know, the trade exists. But I have to imagine in Frankfurt, it's
Okinawa
a little more regulated.
Had a very horrible undertone to it. Like, it was, a strange. Strange place off the base. It was one of the few places where I felt like I would just rather be on the base.
No, absolutely. There was nothing to gain outside the gates of Okinawa. And it really...
Yeah, because Kadena Air Base is the shit. It's like, it's a cool Air Force base. But as far as the Okinawa, it was, like you said, there's really nothing to see there. Like you can go see it in like a half a day and then you're good. You're better off on the base.
So, you ready for some power rankings?
And now, the Cap F Sports Power Rankings.
This episode's power rankings are radiation, stamp, and tradition. Radiation, stamp, tradition.
That's an odd mix.
Well, that's how this works. I know you've been away a lot lately, but so I'm going to go with, I guess radiation probably towards the bottom. I guess radiation does do some positive stuff, right? Like X-rays.
Yeah, but just in general, I think I'd definitely rate radiation below stamps and tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of tradition, as we mentioned previously in the podcast, to use it in a sentence, it is Georgia's tradition to lose when it matters the most.
Yep. We could also talk about tradition in baseball, which is being trampled.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, the pitch clock is coming.
Yeah, the DH is right around the corner.
Yep, and it'll come like
a
thief in
the night. For
a lot
of people, you know, that's the weird thing. Like, people who don't watch baseball are like, well, they should put a DH in baseball.
Right, and they're not watching anyway. I think that's the thing that baseball doesn't understand is that it doesn't need it. All it's going to do is alienate existing fans. Making all these weird adjustments to it isn't going to bring new people into
the
game.
Yeah, the people who don't watch the games will be on Twitter like, yeah, it was stupid for the pitcher to bat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone who's, you know, has for whatever reason we are diehard baseball fans, we did actually sit down and watch the game. I would be willing to say most of us would rather the National League just stay how it is, especially if your baseball team plays in the National League.
Of course you would. Of course.
I would be willing to bet the vast majority of National League baseball fans whose, you know, favorite teams in the National League, I would say the vast majority, probably the overwhelming majority, do not want their pitchers to not bat. And the only people that are going to be watching those teams play baseball, you know, regularly are going to be those fans who don't want to see the DH. So why are you on such a mission? Like, were you doing it for Yankees fans? They got already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you're not going to recruit a bunch of, like, Dallas Cowboy jersey-wearing people into coming to watch baseball.
I love baseball now that they got the pitcher out of there. I'm going to sit here for 3 hours and watch this strange game I don't understand.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's definitely not how it's going to go down, and you have to look at it under the under the auspice that, like we've been saying, like, the people who are watching it enjoy it how it is. You add the designated hitter into the National League, and now you've changed what that is. You've changed what baseball is. Because in the National League, baseball is much more chess than it is checkers. And it seems like that's sort of the goal of, Major League Baseball, is to turn this game that's already kind of boring, but it's strategic, and if you understand it, it's kind of like chess, into something that's as fun to watch as checkers.
Man, I don't get the logic. And then they add things like the replay that add time.
Yeah, and then say they got to hurry up the game. Yeah.
Yeah, and a big part of the game. I don't know. Who are they pandering to, I guess, is my question. Like, who are these fans that are like, the damn pitcher takes too long, you know?
They're waiting in the wings to just tune back into baseball.
Yeah, they're all, right. Like, yeah, you're going to get all these NFL fans that are mad about whatever it is that, you know, they've chose to be mad about on whatever side of whatever issue you want to talk about. They're all going to run to baseball.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, baseball and football are it's so much alike.
Right. And the people and the viewers that the NFL has lost are probably not going to any sport because there's just so much media now. The NFL's losing viewers because media, you know.
Yeah, there's something else to do with your Sunday afternoons.
So, exactly. You're not stuck in front of the TV. The younger demographics watch most of what they watch on their phone or a tablet. They're not stuck in front of
Yeah, and I'm sure there's plenty of them that even play fantasy football and don't watch football.
Don't watch football. Yeah. I've almost became that player, which I kind of quit playing fantasy football this year, too. But
no, absolutely. Last Sunday, I found myself sitting there with Red Zone on watching all these games, and I was like, there's so much other stuff I could be doing right now on my TV.
I mean, it is what it is, you know. It just is. The NFL definitely saw their peak viewership. And none of those viewers are floating around like, man, I need a new sport to watch. Well, I watched that baseball. Oh, God, it's so slow, and they have the pitchers batting. I wish they'd do something about that.
Yeah, I don't believe that that's the case.
I'd tune in. And even if they wanted to, it'd probably be hard for them to see the games anyway, because it's hard as shit to see a baseball game.
Yeah, no, Major League Baseball also is like, we need more viewers, and we need the game to be faster. So they're like, it's super hard to watch the game, and replay makes the game really slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in case anyone should happen to stumble upon this that has the influence in Major League Baseball, your sport should be widely available.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like an easy way to come to that result, to that conclusion. Hey, we want more people to watch the games.
Let's make it really hard
for them to see them. There's a playoff game on, but I'm going to have to, like, illegally stream it, but get the fuck out of here. I don't get it.
It's very stupid. So I would say, in light of that conversation, and to steer us back on track long enough to end the podcast, I would say that I put tradition at the top because it's something worth protecting, and it doesn't appear to be. Depending on the tradition, sports tradition, we'll stick to that because that could get complicated.
Yeah, baseball tradition. it could get very complicated.
I would be
very complicated. Yeah,
tradition is a gray area for sure.
Yeah, so, if I was a stamp collector or something, I'd probably put stamps above tradition. But I mean, to me, it's like for the most part, just casually, tradition is pretty cool, and then stamps are fine, I guess.
Yeah, better than radiation, right?
Better than, in my experience, at least I think it's better than radiation.
I would certainly hope so. But so that, I believe, does it for this edition of the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I know, to close, I'd like to say that I know I recommended, if you live in the Chicagoland area and need a tow, to use Angels Towing, but I got a message today that said using Angels Towing gives you AIDS, so... Do with that information.
You know, I read something as you about will. That.
Yeah, no, it's all over the news. It's trending. Hashtag Angels Towing gives you AIDS.
All right.
But yeah, you got to have anything else you'd like to share before we close this out?
I guess I'll see whenever we get around to it, or unless you want to do a special when the alien, the robot invasion starts.
We'll bring it up next time. Maybe you join me for the Sunday address. So everyone, look forward to that. And thank you for listening to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. Good night, everyone.
This is Sports with a Capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Capital F.